This is CliffCentral.com. Today on All About Theatre with Monte Cassino, classical ballet likes to take itself very seriously, which may explain why a lot of comedians and ballet don't go together. Yet those who love tutus and tiaras will have a good laugh this coming week at Monte Cassino. And on today's show, I welcome the international stars from Men in Tutus who are with us in studio. We've got Victor Trevino, we've got Joseph Phillips, and we've got Sean Pecoraro. All in studio performing, and yeah, it's just going to be really fun. And then also joining us in a moment, we'll have Candace von Lichtenberg, who is an award-winning actress from the musical Into the Woods. And I must tell you, I'll never forget the one role that she played. Also, on the theatre stage was in Priscilla, Queen in the Desert. She had the biggest boobs that just bounced in everyone's face. It was really, really cool. So, yes, it's all about theatre with Monte Cassino. They've got it. And let's begin with Victor. Welcome to the show, Victor. Victor Trevino, the founder and the artistic director of Men in Tutus. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It started in 1996.
Yes, it did.
23 years.
23 years. It just seems like just yesterday.
Victor, firstly, everyone is slightly confused. Let's just do this, you and I.
Okay.
Firstly, it's Men in Tutus.
Right.
So, are we watching classical ballet? Well, some people say it really is. Or are we seeing comedy meets ballet? Or are we seeing... What are we watching? What is Men in Tutus?
It is... it's classical ballet with a twist. So you're going to see ballet, but obviously it's not... It's tongue-in-cheek, it's fun, but all the dancers are trained. So, you know, if you know dance, you're going to really appreciate it from a dance perspective. And if you don't know anything, you're just going to have a great laugh. So don't worry.
I love that, because that's what everyone's trying to understand is what... What is this? And Men in Tutus.
It doesn't cost very much to come find out. Yeah. So please come join us.
Absolutely, and we cannot wait. my plus one and I, my other half, because he loves the ballet and I love comedy, and this looks like the perfect combination.
It is a perfect combination. Yeah, it's a good way if you've never seen dance before. This is the show to start with.
How big is the cast?
The cast is 16.
16 people. Okay, and then you've got principal roles, which majority of them are playing in tutus, obviously.
Yes, obviously. And if we're in female roles, we put on our little tutus and we put on our pointe shoes and we dance on the tips of our toes.
And you do proper tips.
Yes, exactly like a ballerina.
What is the word? Let's help us.
On point.
You see, you want to be on point.
Yes, so they have to be on point. And that takes a little while to learn. It seems simple, but actually it's quite a skill that takes time to master.
And and Victor, you've been doing this for 23 years. Do you dance?
Well,
still?
I call it dance. I don't know if the audience will, but so you know, hopefully they will. They'll agree that what I'm doing is dancing. Yes.
But and still, after 23, you can go on point. After 23?
I am the oldest male ballerina in the world. Yes, at this point.
Really?
Yes, I am.
That is brilliant. Now, in the studio, we have Sean and Joseph, both performers in the show. Sean is from Australia and Joseph Phillips is from the USA. Sean, you're a big guy.
I am indeed.
How tall are you?
I am 6'4" or 193 centimetres.
Okay, all right. Wow. And you're in a tutu.
I'm in a tutu and pointe shoes, so I haven't measured, but that puts me another size 12 on top of that.
Okay, so you're 7 foot. You're yeah. A big boy.
Okay. Big man. There's an Asian woman that had something to say about that.
Audience is especially amazed with the dancers dancing on point, since men have bigger body build and heavier weight than women.
I just love that. You have a bigger body build.
And that was from a Malaysian interview that was done with you guys, so we just thought we'd play that.
Okay.
Do you want to play it again?
I don't know.
We can't find the point. Okay. All right, we can't find the point. That's Sean, okay, so you're a big boy, and... how long have you been dancing for, performing?
So dancing itself, I've been since I was 3, so a very long time. But dancing in the company I started last year, and I've been training on point for just under 10 years.
Okay. So you perform in ballet, that's your...
I'm a contemporary dancer by certificate, okay. But classical is where my heart is.
Okay, divine.
I think people also need to know that it's not usual for men to train on point.
No, this is important. No, that's the point.
This is a new thing.
Well, you know, the point shoe is meant to be make somebody look like they're floating, and that's usually not a quality you want a man to have, a floating across the floor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's really usually reserved for the ballerinas and the ladies. Mm-hmm. But we thought we'd take a crack at it.
And also the weight on the point, does that not... serious damage to your feet?
Well, for Sean, you're a little heavier than I am.
Yeah. No, my feet look like mashed potato, like they're pretty feral, but they look good in shoes.
So basically, Sean has hooves.
Yes.
But I mean, again, this production, it's rave reviews across the world. Yes. I mean, and it's been going, as you said, for 23 odd years. Joseph Phillips. Now, Joseph, you play the male role.
Right.
So help us here. Just for people that need to learn, if we're not ballet specialists. A female is a ballerina and a male...
is a dancer.
Is a dancer.
Okay. You had a U in there. I don't know why, but that's what it is. It's a dancer.
A dancer. Okay. So you're a dancer. So basically the male form of the ballerina. What is it like picking up these men? Literally.
Well, I've been quite fortunate. The two that I have to partner with are lighter than some of the girls I pick up.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so when I first got into it, I thought it would be different, but actually it's not really different at all. Okay. When I'm partnering them, I do exactly the same thing I do, except we add some jokes into it, but I do exactly the same thing I do what I would do in a traditional ballet company.
But you should have seen his face the first time he came up to me. He was like, you know, I've never done this before. And I was like, you know, we're just dancing. We're not doing anything else. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, you came with very high dancing references.
And on that note, Victor, tell us all about Joseph's references, because you have quite a resume.
Yes, Joseph is an incredible dancer. He's won a lot of awards, and he was with American Ballet Theatre, which is the premier dance company in the United States. And he was the main principal at the Marinsky Theatre
in Vladivostok. In Vladivostok.
Whatever he said, that place.
In Russia.
Yeah, in Russia somewhere. And so now he's an international guest artist, and we were lucky enough to have him. And besides all his incredible dancing, he's just a nice piece of eye candy.
Aha, lovely. Now, Joseph, when you're picking up these men, what does your wife say back in the Philippines?
Oh, she's fine. Yeah, I think she prefers it.
I wanted to open it up.
Actually, I think she prefers I go on a tour with all men instead of a tour with all the women. She doesn't have to worry.
Okay, we got that one. Okay, interesting. So I thought we'd just for a bit of fun, could we see you do something?
Like,
sure. I don't know. Sure. So stand up. Let's get some music.
And we'll narrate.
We'll narrate it. Hold on, kids. Can I ask someone to film? Jacques, if you don't mind filming. We've got DJ. So, wait. Oh, there we go. Okay. They can't hear the music.
No, they can't hear the music. Okay, we need to.
We have to turn everything off.
Yeah, I don't know how.
A fish? Can you do a fish with me?
Do a fish. Yeah, let's see. Do a fish. Okay, let's see.
Yes.
3, 2, 1, fish.
Oh, he's doing a fish. He's holding him like a basket of fruit by the thigh and the chest. Yes. Oh. It looks like...
Usually we do that with somebody younger.
All right. That was just... So basically what we've seen in the studio, which was a fish... I would highly recommend that you go off to Monte Cassino and see more fishy stuff happening on that stage.
All right. You can I just say you were absolutely terrible at narrating that?
No, because I was in awe. My face went to the side.
your face went to the side. All right.
So, guys, it's really good to have you in the studio, and it's fantastic stuff. And I can't wait. We're going to do... chat a bit more about men in tutus in a moment, and we're going to chat now in a moment to Candace von Lichtenberg, who is one of South Africa's top actresses and has been in a number of magical shows and musicals across the board. And yeah, we're going to chat to Candice in a second. But now you went to the opening of Dark Carnival. What's that? Now, that's in Monte Cassino.
So this is totally my bag.
I know it's your bag. That's why I sent you.
I went to Monte Cassino. They've opened Dark Carnival, which is a geek store, basically. Okay. So it's got everything. If you're a comic book geek or a anime geek or a just a cartoon lover, they've got Deadpool chopping boards. They've got... you don't know what a Deadpool is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. You haven't heard of Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, yes. He's very good.
So he played a very famous superhero called Deadpool.
Okay.
So now there's Deadpool merchandise for days. So
Victor, do you watch Deadpool?
I do, actually.
Oh, good God. Okay, so Candice, do you watch Deadpool?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Everyone knows Deadpool.
Deadpool is here for me.
So, yeah. So they've got all this Deadpool merch, which is fantastic. They've got a lot of Dragon Ball Z. I know you don't know what that is either.
No clue.
Have you never needed to collect 7 Dragon Balls and make a wish? Come, Alan. You could have been thin all these years.
Do you know what they're talking about? Are you, Joseph, do you know?
I have no idea.
I'm so with you, Joseph. Yeah,
because just like Joseph, you've been, you know, spending hours and hours in the studio practicing stuff, so you've missed all that.
All right. Yeah. Because you know they have that big event that happens,
Comic-Con.
The Comic-Con.
Yes.
This is the store that basically now supplies the stuff for
Dark Carnival is an international brand, mm-hmm. and it's actually fantastic because geeks like me, you can't get the thing you want always, so you have to go shopping online. But now you can order it through Dark Carnival, have it delivered to the store, and go pick it up. It's fantastic. Cuts out customs, cuts out all that rubbish.
Okay, so this sounds really cool.
Anything where you don't have to deal with the South African government is just fantastic in my books.
As we come up to the election. Thank you. We know where you'll be voting. to some extent.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, Dark Carnival, check it out at Monte Cassino. It's got a massive dragon on the wall outside that they built from mm-hmm. a skeleton up to a life-size
where
dragon.
Where is it?
So it's just opposite. Do you know where Billy G's is?
Yes.
Yeah, the big buffet place. It's just there next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Dark Carnival opened this week.
Yeah, yesterday.
And this is it's really cool.
It is fantastic.
We've got to go there. I've got to go and see this.
You need to educate yourself.
Yeah. And is the comic books like the old classic Archie?
So they don't sell comic books. They sell comic book merchandise.
Okay.
So they sell everything comic book related, everything anime related, gaming stuff, a lot of gaming stuff. I saw a lot of Fortnite stuff there. Mm. Fortnite is not 2 weeks. It's actually a game that all children are addicted to. Parents are very worried about it.
I love that. That is very, very cool. Okay, Dark Carnival, don't miss the store. Now, Candice.
Hello.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Award-winning actress.
If you say so.
You've played very interesting roles, Candice. I love the role that you played, which was a swing role to some extent in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, sort of a featured
cameo part. Which you were nominated for Fleur de Cup. Which is unusual for that particular role, because of course there was because you played different roles within that show.
Yeah, I was within the ensemble and then stepped into Shirley as well.
You have your own production company called Canned Rice. You're based in the Western Cape, and you're just overall fabulous. And you play Jack's mother in Into the Woods.
Yep, abusive alcoholic Jack's mother.
She's abusive, she's alcoholic, she creates a lot of things with this giant, big problems, and she wants to be rich.
Yes. Well, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
And thin and fabulous.
We can't want more in this world. But so Into the Woods, a great piece. Sondheim's, this is your third Sondheim.
Yes. I did Assassins and Sweeney Todd before this.
Is it amazing? Because I think you're the only person in the company that's done three.
I think so, yeah. I think I'm one of the few people in the country, really, who's been lucky enough to... Every time there's a Sondheim, I get a phone call.
So what do you love about his work?
Everything. It's like doing the Shakespeare of musical theatre. Bugger Andrew Lloyd Webber and all that nonsense. Sondheim really gets to the core of relationships and you know, musical theatre can be so much fluff sometimes, which is lovely to do. You know, I've done the Priscillas and the Annies and things like that too. Mm-hmm. But to get to do that work, that like seminal, brilliant stuff that really gets to the core of who human beings are, is always amazing and very difficult. You don't get to breathe in a Sondheim.
Are you saying Mr. Mistopheles is not who human beings are?
Oh. It's not even who cats are.
Right. Good point, actually.
Now, the interesting thing, Candace, about this this particular piece is that when I went to see it, it's you don't stop for a second. How is it? It's 3 hours nonstop. 2014.
Yeah, okay, but except for that little bit where I'm watching Netflix after I die. But yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you think she dies.
Everyone dies.
Everybody. It's okay. Everybody dies.
It's like Hamlet.
Yeah. Everyone dies. But it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Earl Gregory.
It takes its toll.
You're on your feet. You're going there.
Well, Earl has the hardest job of all. I think. Yeah. I mean, he plays the baker, and he. I don't think he leaves stage unless somebody suddenly has a solo.
Yeah.
And then he's just trying to cool down, basically. Yeah. But it really is nonstop, and it takes its toll on your body. Let me tell you, after a certain age, it is not a good idea to be falling down as much as we do in this show. So everyone's backstage rolling things out, and Kai Tai next door is making a fortune off us because we're in there having massages constantly.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that's good news. Okay, that's another spot in Monty that you can go visit. It's a Thai restaurant with a Thai massage.
It's lovely.
All happening there. But again, you don't stop on this show.
No.
What is your favorite piece?
Within the show?
Within the show. What is your favorite scene?
Besides the bit where I'm backstage just relaxing and watching Netflix.
Yes.
I have a lovely little bit with the baker's wife where it's just so lovely to, you know, because the show is just nonstop with things happening. And I get a bit where I just get to run on and just make the audience piss themselves laughing. You know, you can't describe it, but I just have comic line after comic line after comic line, and the audience is in hysterics. One night, I think I nearly got a standing ovation in the middle of the show, the way they were carrying on. I was like, all right, we'll all just hold while you have a good laugh. Thanks. And it's just so gratifying to know that you're that character who gets to bring so much joy to the audience when they're busy watching something that does turn very, very dark.
Now, It does turn dark, and I think that's the secret behind this musical, because you go there to expect the happily ever after, and all of a sudden, intermission happens, and then, oh Lord, the hits the fan.
You know how many people don't know that there's going to be more?
They're
know.
What do you mean there's an interval? I thought it was finished after
an hour.
Everything's
been wrapped up. And then they're like, but what could possibly happen?
What could really happen? It's called Death Becomes Her and Him. But again, a beautiful, interesting piece. It's quite, it's not what people expect, but you do have a movie as a reference. I hadn't seen the movie nor the theatre production, but I just thought it's absolutely, I mean, it's fabulous. It's got such interesting, the music is great and the characters are great. I thought that Kate Normington blew it away.
Oh, she's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, just to get to work with Kate Normington is phenomenal. But yeah, it's one of those shows where I think every time you revisit it, every time you listen to it again, watch it again, you get more from it. I mean, I stood on stage last night, and because of things that had happened in my life, I suddenly looked at the song and went, oh, I've got a whole new take on this tonight. Okay.
Well, there's some fabulous things that are happening at Monte Cassino, and of course, I don't want people to miss them because it's seriously Men in Tutus, four shows. Yes. They're going to rock and roll. They are going to rock and roll, and they're going to pirouette, rock and roll. And I'm serious. If you want to take have a good laugh and enjoy great ballet, don't miss Men in Tutus happening at the one and only Monte Cassino. It's happening at the Teatro, so get your tickets. It's happening this week. Also, do not miss Into the Woods. It ends this Sunday, and it's really, really superb. And again, Dark Carnival is a new store that's opened. If you're interested in all that comic book and
paraphernalia is a good word.
Get down there. And of course, lots of things to do, and especially around Easter. Next week they're going to have these bunny hunts, and there's lots of great things happening. So all I'm going to tell you is do not miss all the stuff happening at Monte Cassino. It's all about theatre with Monte Cassino. They've got it.
We roam around the forest looking for fights. We're men. We're men in tights. We rob from the rich and give to the poor. That's right. We may look like pansies, but don't get us wrong or else we'll put out your lights. We're men in tights.
Tights!
Tights! Always on guard, defending the people's rights. When you're in the fix, just call for the men in tights. We're bunch.
That's great, great fun stuff. This is The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Myself, Alan Ford, and the one and only Nathan Rowe. And that's our feature brought to you by Monte Cassino.
This is CliffCentral.com.